Shit, it's your boy Tizzle Beats. Y'all on the Illuminati podcast. Shit, today I got Ezra Mills, Super 806, up on here. Shit, introduce yourself.
What's up? What's up, man? It's Ezra Mills. You know that that Brown Bird guy, that Super 806 guy, that Castle Rock guy, that day in day out guy. You know, it's everything that I do. I'm the one.
Hey. Well, shit, man, it's been a long time coming, man. We've been needing to do this for a minute. Hopefully some people will listen and get inspired or something.
Yeah. That's really my hope for everything I do, bro. Like, at this point, I just want people to be inspired to keep doing what they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, man. I hit that million and shit. It's not a lot. I've been looking into a lot of people like Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly's got millions. But I don't want to die and get millions of streams. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
He's from the 50s. So I finally hit my first one, and I guarantee that inspired at least 1,000 people that messaged me and said, you know, gave me more positivity messages that inspired me to even keep pushing. In the past 2 days, I hit over 60,000 streams in 2 days. I don't know how. Don't ask me how. It's just the more I'm getting, the more it's coming. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Oh shit. Nah, I hear you, man. That's the thing about it is, like you said, it's a long time coming because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. I don't even have a million streams or anything close to that, but everything I have accomplished has took a lot of work. You know.
Hey.
And that's the biggest thing about motivation is people got to remember motivation isn't a shortcut. You know what I'm saying? Motivation is fuel to the fire. You know what I'm saying? If you feel your fire dying out on your journey, then I hope we motivate you. I hope we give you some fuel to keep on fucking going.
Because, man, a lot of people, especially in Lubbock, they were like, you ain't going to make it with no distro kid, no getting my beats up there on platform and shit. And I'm making more on streams than beat sales. So
both
now that I'm hitting the streams, the beat sales are coming in like 5 times more a day.
That's what you call a life hack. You know what I'm saying? That's what you call a music hack right there, you know, And the thing about it is people will take that from TikTok. They'll do a light pack. They'll crush up some Oreos. They'll put them in the microwave with like a little bit of milk and they'll make themselves a little Oreo cake. But whenever we tell them we got a music hack, we got a way for you to make some money off your shit, they fucking close the door on our face, bro.
I agree on that one, man. Shit, me and you personally, just on the one track we did that, I mean, it's legit, but it could have always been way better. But we still hit 5,000 streams and counting on that motherfucker.
And yeah.
1,400 came from Lubbock on Apple Music. And that's 1,400 shit. Random people from Lubbock, Texas that listen to us. You know, that's dope. You know, I was never expecting that. And they quit showing the love on it for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe because they seen it actually taking off. And they should help push that more, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just me or just you. And we barely pushed it.
We barely pushed it. Yeah, we could have pushed it way harder on our own terms for our own. Oh, shit. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We could have pushed it way harder for our own reasons, but, you know, yeah, the mechanism in which we're testing out, you know what I'm saying, and seeing, you know, it worked for itself and we worked for ourselves and you did what you said you did. Okay, hold up real quick. Let's backtrack. Let's tell the people about the first time we ever spoke. I'm going to speak a little bit on it. I had posted something online maybe about, you know, if you want to do it. I think I did, right? Was it something like that? Like, yo, call me. Let's make some shit shake type of shit.
Yeah, something. It was Like you had a plan or something, like hit me up if y'all with this plan, and I hit you up and bam, we started working.
So let me just outline everything for anybody who's going to listen to this. Like, I made a Facebook post, some producers commented, some liked it, some called me. Well, no, only one called me. That was Tizzle Beats. You had your own vision and your own, you know, work course that you were working. I had mine. We talked, I would say, probably 30 minutes or more, if not more, for sure.
Yeah, I think it was like an hour.
It might have been an hour, hour and a half, really. Honestly, I think that's what we talked. And we just talked about all our ideas. And I told you about my ideas. You told me about yours. And we said, hey, well, let's do one song together. Let's see what we can do. And since then, I've been, every 3 months, I get a check. Not that I wasn't getting one before that, but this one's far more noteworthy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I want people to know, like, you know, that we really were on, we're really on to something. We're really not talking out our ass. We're really saying, like, let's come together and make this shit work. Because it works when you plug in the, when you plug it all into the formula, it works. You know what I'm saying? And I say all that to say, like, anybody who's listening, man, if y'all want to work, just give us a call. Let's make this shit make sense. You know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, I talked to three producers today. They're all on board with the new shit that I've got coming on. You're already on board with it. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. I just want people to know, man, there's, we're about to turn the dream of music in Lubbock to reality of music in Lubbock. So you're not going to be dreaming no more if this shit could work. If you come fuck with us, you're really going to be plugged in. And there's going to be enough, there's going to be times where you have to actually work and produce good product. But the rest of that shit, man, we can really help out, you know?
Yeah, that's big facts, man. Like, that's the big key, though. You just said it. You got to work and put out some good product, you know? And that, it doesn't always just mean music. I mean, everybody has different lines of everything they do. So it's like, right. If you can make T-shirts and let's make money. Don't charge me $20 a shirt if I'm going to buy 100 of them. You know,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. and it just breaks down, you know. So the more money I'm spending with you, the more you're gonna make me. It's easy, you know, and it's real simple. And if we all can just invest in one simple thing, like, that's why I want everybody to make one song together. We could get 50 people, and it sounds crazy, but you get 50 people on one song and we all drop $100 on it, that shit's gonna blow up.
Yeah, if we did that would work, but at the same time, it's not too, like, logical to have 50 people on one song. But if we had 50 people on, like, 6 mixtapes where, you know, all the beats are produced, everything's monetizable, and now we have, like, 6 Super 806 mixtapes or 806 mixtapes or whatever the fuck we want to call them, we could just put whatever we want on them. We could just call it the mixtape or this mixtape or whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever we want to call it. Put $100 up and expect to see $100 every 3 months. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, if everybody pushes it the same, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's not hard, man. Like, I got over 200 people that I push for, man. A lot of them are on full lifetime services, and they like my shit so much that they still just, they give me donations or whatever you want to call it. They support me still. They'll throw me $10, $20 a week because, you know, they see the realness coming from everything, and it's working, and it's just, it's all love at the end of the day. But I got to eat just like you got to eat. So, you know, we just got to keep on working. And I don't know.
I think a lot of times artists don't understand, like, that while you're an artist, the industry, like, the business side of the world looks at you as a business. So when you want to make money, you have to approach your art from a business perspective. And a lot of people don't want to make that, don't want to cross that road because, one, it's like, well, I don't want to, you know, maybe there's a manager for that, or there's somebody I can hire for that, or there's somebody who's supposed to, like, hear me and put me on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm supposed to be so good that someone's going to hear me one day and put me on and start making money. Like, nah, you put yourself on in this game, like, especially nowadays. Like, if you believe in your art, then make it a business. And if that's too much, if that water is too scary for you to go alone, call me, call Tizzle, call somebody who's already in the waters.
Exactly.
We'll have to navigate that. You know what I'm saying? And it's definitely a business aspect that we have to grab and own as artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to own that shit. If not, pay somebody hella money to do it for you. Cool. Yeah, you won't have to, you'll be able to sleep at night not having to worry about it, but you're also giving them probably more than half your check. You know what I'm saying?
Because, man, Like, one of the big keys that I've learned with this music shit that I wish I would have done 15, 20 years ago is get published. I can't stress that enough. And people don't think Songtrust is the best publishing. And in my opinion, it is. They paid me the most and it was worth it. It was $100. And yeah, it's lifetime $100 instead of $100 per track or whatever you put now, which can get very expensive. And it's worth it though, being published, because they help push your music to other stores, other places. You can Google Tizzle Beats right now and find my music in 3,000 places instead of just Spotify. I'm not just on YouTube. I'm not just on SoundCloud. I'm in 3,000 stores, and it takes some time, but it's worth it. It's very well worth it. And then the main part to it is making good content, like where people will come back 10 years from now and still listen to your stuff. That's how you get good. You know, if they come listening to it tomorrow, what are you gonna do? They might have you might have got 1 million streams overnight, but if they all literally quit listening to it the very next day, you're dead broke. You know, you ain't gonna make nothing else for it. But if that song continues to keep going like fucking Drake and Kanye West and them, then you're about to be paid and go buy a fucking $400,000 plane and shit.
You know what I heard about Kanye West, bro?
What's up?
I heard that he's the best when it comes to splitting up royalties. And what I mean by that, let me explain, is like, so when it comes to royalties to a song, you only have 100%, and that's of anything. You only have 100%. So everybody who's involved with making that song, honestly, they deserve some portion of that 100%. Now that 100% is equity owned by really the main person who owns it. Now a lot of times there's already fingers in that pot, like let's say a record label, the producer, the artist, the three major fingers already in that pot. But let's say, you know, I got my kid there, my girlfriend, or somebody in the studio, and they write the hook, or they say, hey, you should sing it this way, which is called the melody. You know, everybody deserves a little bit of that, of what that makes up from that 100%.
Exactly.
And they say Kanye West is the best at that. You could just be in the motherfucking room and he's gonna shoot up. He's gonna make sure everybody involved gets their percent. Now, I only say that to say, you know, a lot of people down Kanye West. They hate on him for whatever reason. Most of it's probably religious reasons or whatever, which is bullshit to me. If you don't like somebody because of their religious or political beliefs, you a fuck ass person because people are hating on
Exactly.
that.
Exactly.
But you know, to say that, I say that to say he really is somebody who isn't greedy. I mean, because I mean, if you're someone like Kanye West, you're selling millions of records.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the potential to make millions of dollars, but he's giving as much equity away from each song as he can because he just wants to be fair to everybody. He wants everybody to eat, you know? And that's kind of where I come from when I talk about this shit, man. Like, you know, from my perspective and my business perspective from Brown Bird Studios, you know, if you're involved with us with making music, man, everybody's gonna get their cut, what they deserve. You know, and a lot of people don't know that. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't know they can get 1%, 2% of a song. And fuck it, if even if it's only fucking $10 every 3 months for the rest of your life, wouldn't you want that $10? You know what I'm saying? That's $10
Hey, those
in
percents
gas.
add up. I'm not even joking. I got 118 artists in Texas that I have at least 1% on their music from. And it
Dog,
adds
that's nuts.
And they're like, oh, well, you know, they don't understand. Sometimes I don't push as much, but you know, they only gave me 1%. So it's like I'm only gonna push 1%'s worth of work. You know, and at that, it's a little more. It's as much as I want from it. As much as I want from it. They could do it just as much as the thing, because they get 99%. They put 99% of the work in. And they don't. They sleep on those opportunities, and that's why their music don't go nowhere. You can't just post one time and expect it to go somewhere. None of us are Drake in them. You know what I'm saying? And even Sims, them motherfuckers are posting like crazy. And it's not them. They got people. They're paying people. I'm about to start paying people to post for me and shit, because Right. I'm on Facebook week, you know, so it's like
when do you get back on Facebook? How long you gotta be out?
I got 22 more days, I think.
Damn, that's too long.
This dude was trying to talk shit about my ex's kids and say like something about like how he said something about how they deserve to get cancer and some shit like that and stuff like that. So I was like, bro, that's fucked up. Don't be saying shit like that. So then he commented saying some fly ass shit. So then I just said the same shit. Like, bro, I hope your kids get cancer today and I hope they fucking die from it. As soon as I said that shit, bam. It's like, what? He said the same shit. He said it first. So I'm just, you know, adding to it. Because I'm not that kind of person. I don't wish that on nobody.
Yeah.
But don't tell it to me, because then I'm just going to tell it to you right back. You know? Yeah.
You know, that's the hard thing about the music game is, like, especially rap, like, so many people are, like, really hard. You know what I'm saying? They're really hard in the way they bring themselves to the table. It's cool, man. Own that shit. Be that shit. That's fine. I'm not that way. So you're going to have even more harder time conducting a conversation with me because you're expecting me to be a certain way, and I'm not. You don't know how to handle yourself around me. You take it as disrespect. You take it as, you know, whatever the fuck. It's like, bro, just be a regular. Just be yourself around me. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't need to know your accolades, how many people you fought. I don't care how many this or that you've done or whatever the fuck. That shit don't make my antennas go up. You know what I'm saying? My antennas go up when you tell me how hard you work, how bad you want this shit. You know what I'm saying? Now we're alive.
Real shit,
we're talking in that situation with that energy, now on the same playing field.
Man, I talk and network with fucking artists that are fucking platinum artists, multi-platinum artists that were could have been millionaires and probably even touched millions at a time in a year and shit easily that are just as broke as I am now because they aren't published correctly. They signed to labels, which, you know, that's cool. Everybody thinks that's cool, but you got to realize what you're signing to and what you're really signing for. Yeah. And to me, like, I'm not even a rapper and I'm getting labels fucking thrown at me constantly in my emails and don't even know how the hell they're getting my contact information and shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, damn, they want me to do this for them just for this little bit of money? Fuck that. Yeah. So then now it makes me, you know, thrive even harder and push even harder to know, hey, I'm worth this much. I'm going to go out there and get five times more than that easily, you know, which I have been.
And we said that last time we talked. Remember we said something like if a label comes to you with a number, you're probably worth either double that at the least, if not triple or quadruple that. You know,
easily.
But a business is a business and they got to make a profit. So if they're going to give you $1 million, it's because they've already done the numbers and they know they can make $2 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't sell yourself short out there. If they're caught coming to you with some sort of number, take that number, multiply it by two, if not three, and know that you're worth that. And keep fucking pushing.
Yeah. Cause man, like endorsements, that's what I'm trying to do is get sponsored by like clothing lines and stuff. Undercover Prodigy, which is a Hobson's label.
Okay.
I've been networking with them a lot, and I've spent not a lot of money, less than $100 with them, and they're about to make me a brand ambassador. Which once I get all their stuff in, the more I keep posting, the more the stuff gets cheaper, and they start paying to promote my post.
Yeah.
So it's like they might drop $300 on one of my Instagram posts because I was wearing a Undercover Prodigy bandana.
Right.
You know, it's that simple.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck, I got Sprite and them doing it. Sprite's already spent, I think, about $400 on me. Uh-huh. So it's like, shit, you know? I don't know nobody in 806 that's got Sprite doing that for me. Nobody.
So what,
not a single soul.
If you had one sentence to tell to the naysayers, the haters, the disbelievers, what you gonna tell them? What do you have to tell them?
Smile.
Smile. You just gonna smile?
Yeah. I'm gonna tell them to smile. Because a smile brings positivity in the world. No matter if it's fake or real, it's still a smile. Like the muscles that it takes to actually smile is a lot. like sitting down. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot of muscle to sit down.
Yeah.
And people are lazy. So if you smile, then it can bring in a positivity vibe. And I hate talking like that because I used to, you know, I'm always fucking just.
Hey, yo.
Yo.
Okay, my bad. Okay. Okay, yeah, positivity, that's the way to go, man. Like, we have to be those people. My thing about that is, I'll tell you my perspective on that real quick, and then let's promote the album for a little bit because I do have another business call I need to get on. But real quick, my thing on positivity, bro, you know, it's not something that people in the rap game really are used to because it's a competitive sport. So a lot of the times we come to the table with our chip on our shoulder and our dukes up ready to battle. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool. Don't get me wrong. Let's do that. But again, that's rap. On business, when like sometimes you got to flip the script from your rap or your art, whatever kind of music you have. You got to let your guards down and just flip over to business real quick and, like, let that shit make sense. And 9 times out of 10, if you're in a positive mind state and you have a positive outlook on it, it's going to make sense and it's going to work. You know what I'm saying? With positivity, man, we just gotta be open-minded and be a little trustworthy. I know it's hard to be trustworthy in these days and age, but you got to find people who you can trust, you know what I'm saying, and whatever that means to you, like, test it out, test everybody out, and be around
exactly
people to trust in this music industry, in this music shit. I'm not trying to be, I'm trying to be a millionaire, but I ain't trying to be a millionaire off of one fucking lick. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to help everybody become millionaires. I want to be a millionaire after everybody. You know what I'm saying? So at least take that from me. Like, yeah, I want the number one spot as much as you do, but I'm okay with you having it as well. You know what I'm saying? So. That's why I stand on positivity.
Because, man, there's enough money in this world. I don't know why everybody got to have it all. We can all have it, you know, a couple exactly. million and be okay. I don't know why we need like a billion. I mean, it'd be nice, but we don't need it.
Yeah. The thing about that is, like, music is almost like a money printer. I always tell my people this, my team. This is a money printer. The more that we work at it, the more money we're going to print out of it. You know what I'm saying? Since I've been fucking with you, I've probably made like $1,200 fucking with you. And that was, I mean, we didn't put no money into it. We just put our time and our effort and our resources in it. You know what I'm saying?
Real shit, though. Because, man, I'm telling you, get published.
We're gonna show them, and that's what, you know what, like, with this album Disappear, that's kind of my, that's really my underlining goal of all this, is to show people that we can do it. Watch me do it so I can show you that it can be done. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I expect to make $10,000 off of this album by January 1st next year. And that's low ball myself.
Yeah, it's very possible. You know what I'm saying? And exactly. You know, I would have said the same because I don't know. I never expected to see 1,000 streams, but then it's like, bam! Once I hit that, it shut me up, and I had to start setting higher expectations for myself. And then that's whenever a lot of shit just started happening. Once I was like, shit, I'm gonna hit this million. I hit it. I hit it easy. And now, I'm about to hit 2.
Hell yeah. Why not?
I'm about halfway there almost. Well, quarter.
bro, I be seeing people on your shit talking the most shit. And I'm just like, you know, if you spent the same amount of time talking shit, working your craft, you could do it too. So stop talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Start working.
For real,
people want to sit around their house and be like, well, why? What? Well, if you did this and that, and like, quit spending time trying to dissect me and spend more time trying to build yourself. You know what I'm saying? And if you need help, we can help you.
Because, man, I don't know. Especially Lubbock. Lubbock's funny, but I love them. I love Lubbock. It's my city, so.
For real, baby. So anyways, the Disappear album, man, it's gonna be dropping on the 22nd, I think. Let me see, let me double check. I won't give you all the wrong information. Yeah, the 22nd. It might even be pushed back to the 29th. I got a couple last minute features that wanna get on. And I'm that type of person, bro. If it makes sense, I'm gonna make it work because I don't want all this shit for myself. I want everybody on. So if you like a song, and I don't get nothing back, and it's like, okay, cool, that's fine. On the next album, you're gonna send something back because you're gonna see how far we go with this one, you know?
Yeah.
I should have put Mongetta on this album.
I'm thinking about doing a greatest hits type thing because it's already popping up on like my iTunes and all that shit of my greatest hits. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of the old school music that I got with like Kyle Lee and a lot of other rappers and shit. Just, you know, little tape and chop and screw that motherfucker. Oh, and yeah. I think people will fuck with it because, man, I've been reaching out to SUC a lot because I grew up with a lot of them motherfuckers. Like I've had SUC tatted on my arm since I was 7 years old.
Damn.
I've known them, you know. So once I started connecting with the actual record shop and shit, and I'm this close to start like promoting for them and shit, and I'm trying to do it for free. I'm trying to get them to understand I'm gonna push off for free. I just want y'all to recognize what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And that they have been, you know, a lot of them, I get so much love from so much Houston and Dallas artists. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's because I stay consistent and shit, you know. Sometimes I troll them, make fun of them and shit. Yeah. People were thinking I was hating on Slim Thug whenever the coronavirus shit happened.
Yeah.
And really, I was promoting it. You know, I'm not promoting coronavirus, but I was promoting him because he just came out with a new album.
Yeah.
And people don't realize that's why he even did it. Mm-hmm. And you see him now, he's just fine, you know? So,
yeah.
I don't believe that Hollywood shit.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing, too. Is like there's a veil over so many people's eyes when it comes to this shit. And I don't want to, like, I don't want to portray like, yeah, we're actors or we're acting. Like, no, not at all. We're really ourselves, we're really being real. But there's an aspect of this game that does come from entertainment. And if you don't have that, you won't make it. If you just want to be someone who makes some music, cool, do that. Just make some songs. Bow, boom, you're in, you're out, whatever. If you want to, like, come out here and get into the same, like, pool as these bigger rappers who are making bigger money, you got to have some sort of entertainment capabilities, man. You know, that means you can't have no fucking emotion in that shit.
Exactly. And even if so, you gotta write it. You gotta use it. You know, if you're gonna be depressed, be fucking depressed. If you're gonna be fucking psycho, be psycho, you know, or be like me, I'm everything to the max. So it's
my thing is this,
it like, plays a big role.
My thing is this, like, the Disappear album is all about mental health. It's all about my depression. It's all about when I got divorced. It's all about when I've gotten to bullshit relationships. It's all about when I lost these last 2 years straight. I've been losing. But that's reality. Am I going to come out here and try to give y'all some fucking picture that I'm some made person? Nah, like, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. And I'm still going to smile when I do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I already know what it is. But at the same time, I'm not going to be depressed on my next album. You're going to hear it's going to be way different. So, yeah, ride whatever emotion you have. Utilize it. Capitalize over it. But on the same time, on your personal time, defeat it. Like, be a better person, develop, self-develop, you know what I'm saying? Become greater. Don't just stay there either, you know what I'm saying? Don't stay in depression. Yeah, don't stay in drug abuse. Don't stay in none of that shit. Because that shit's real. That shit really takes a toll on you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't want anybody. The more I've been learning over these last couple years, I've been reading a lot, learning a lot about myself, learning a lot about humanity, learning a lot about our society. And I start realizing, like, yeah, you can capitalize off of depression. You can capitalize off of these emotions, but I'm just going to capitalize as much as I can because I do not want to stay there, and I don't want anybody to stay there. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck over it. Grow. Rapping might only be a couple years in your life, and if the next couple years you don't rap and you start a business or work for somebody else, that's fine too. Just fucking be happy. You know, just be good. Suicide is way too fucking high, bro. There's no reason to die. I hate it when I... when I hear that shit. I told God today, hey, if I earned it, shit, I'll take it. If you're gonna take me because with some COVID shit or some weird shit, I'll take it if I earn it. But if I didn't earn it, please let it pass me. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
So I just want people to know that too. Like, just don't live in fear. You know, we could do whatever the fuck we want on this earth. Whatever we want, bro. You can leave Lubbock. You can go if you like marijuana, shit, go to California, go to Colorado, go somewhere, man. Do something where you can utilize your passion.
Yes, exactly. I mean, everybody tells me like to move because this and that. The main reason why I stay in Lubbock for myself personally, because shit, I watched the Buddy Holly movie and I got super inspired by that, and he's from Lubbock, so then it put a big thing to me. And he always, one of his biggest sayings was like saying how Lubbock was the music hub and shit. That's why it became like the hub city and all this like extra shit and stuff, yeah. You know, and there's a lot of talent here, there's a lot of stuff here. Lubbock could blow up. People just are just too greedy, and eventually I used to be greedy too. This year, finally, 2020, I decided, hey, I don't need to shoot nobody. I don't need the guns. I don't need all the drugs and shit. I don't need shit but myself and God.
Yeah.
And once I started finding God, he pushed me to the way I needed to go. And shit, now I have a basket that I could feed people with, you know? So it's like, I'm not saying I'm Jesus or nothing at all. Not at all. They had the ability to feed people, and that's what I'm doing. Yeah. You know, I help so much free, especially free, and I love helping people free, and then them helping me out. You know, I because you know this is my job. I push music, I promote, I do all I can, anything to do to help you get a dollar or get noticed or something.
Yeah.
And that's my job. You know, I don't work at McDonald's. I don't do nothing else.
Yeah.
Because just like you said, you know, find your passion and shit and music and all that, you know, promotion, all everything. Even like I'm in school. I just started school Monday for graphic arts and video design. And that's my real passion above even music, is actually pictures and shit.
Oh, wow.
And that's why I'm going to do it all. And now it's like I'm going to start being able to draw. Like, man, I'm going to send you this picture I drew yesterday.
Yeah.
Triple X. And it's not perfect, but I can't draw. I suck at drawing. And I didn't trace this. I watched a video of how to draw shit, and it came out good. Like, I'm impressed. Like, I'm actually impressed with myself. So it's all about, you know,
that's the
thing. Don't stop, man.
Exactly. That's the thing with me and music. Like, this last year in 2019, I decided, you know, I need to start making beats. And I've made beats before, and I've made a whole album with beats that I made. It was only like five or six. It was like an EP, but that was a long time ago. But this time, I'm like, you know, I've been doing rap so long, and now I own a recording studio. Like, I should know how to make beats. So I started making beats back in, like, August, and August 2019. And like, now I'm, like, really know how to do it. I'm still not great at it, but I'm getting better. And it's definitely a passion of mine, and I love doing it. I love sitting down just making a beat. It gives me just as much gratification as it does when I make a song, you know? And
I feel you.
And I feel like I'm only going to get better, and I'm only going to keep going and keep learning. And even I've been thinking, too, like, to take some classes from Full Sail online for music management and production, you know, because those are things that interest me.
If you get into Full Sail, do it. Go take the cheapest class they have. And go graduate, and then you go back, and you can take any class for free.
Oh.
It's the best college out there. I'm not even going to joke. I just don't have that kind of money. They want this college I went to is only 74 grand.
Okay.
Full Sail went 77 grand a semester.
Damn.
Yeah. My FAFSA only covered 72,000. So. Yeah.
Well, hey, do what you got to do, and hey, next thing you know, this time next year, you're going to had the money to pay all that shit cash, jump right into it, you know?
Hey, my school right now is paid off, though. Yeah. Everything's paid off, unless I quit going. If I quit going, then I'll be in debt.
Yeah.
But if I pass and actually graduate, then my school's paid for. And people can hate on Trump all they want. You paid $34,000 worth of my college. So that came out of the Trump Association. So I gotta let people know that one too. If you want to try to go back into school, he might help you. So
Yeah, well, shit, I mean, you
and
gotta do what you gotta do. And at the end of the day, like when it comes to political shit, like who cares what you think about somebody? If there's an opportunity on the table, take it. You know what I'm saying?
exactly,
Fuck yeah. I mean, everybody
exactly.
took them stimulus checks real quick, fast, and in a hurry. When there's an opportunity on the
They
table, you
don't
gotta
even
take
talk
it.
about Corona no more.
Nah, hell no. Hell no.
Don't hear, oh, there's 300 deaths in Lubbock. No, I ain't heard shit about no deaths in Lubbock since that fucking stimulus
So,
check.
I had said everything about producing to say I produced like three or four tracks on this Disappear album. Fuck With Me, Gotta Count, and I think one more, which is called Grown and Sexy. I think those are the three that I produced on there. And
Okay.
me and then my engineer Josh Stone, he did some co-production on those as well. He merely made those 808s hit. He added some melodies, things like that. So, you know, it's a strong team behind everything that we're doing over here. Matter of fact, I wasn't supposed to say this, but I'm gonna say it exclusive to you. We are right now producing a song and mixing a song for Ville from our city, Ville, Hollywoodville, featuring Cap G, a multi-platinum artist. So if y'all don't know who Cap G is, go look him up and understand that Brown Bird Studios is producing a song for them and mixing a song for them as well as for Ville and Stiff Barbie, who is another artist out of I think the Houston area, who's got
Yeah, I've heard of
yeah.
that.
So you know, it's just up to your work. It's up to our work that we're able to do what we're doing. If y'all don't believe, like let these be factors to help y'all believe. You know, like man, just keep going hard, keep doing what the fuck you're doing. Have faith. You know how many women have been in and out of my life that didn't give a fuck about what I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? That don't stop me. You know what I'm saying? You know how many people have told me, don't do it, stop. It don't stop me, bro. You know, like you're not working with me. Like if you tell me, oh, this ain't gonna work, I can't take it. I can't take it like serious if you're not working with me. Because 1 + 1 always equals 2. So if you're not doing the one or the other one, but you're giving me your opinion, there's no room for your opinion in this equation. It's not going to change the outcome. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, man. Exactly.
Man, last
You
time.
got any videos? You got any videos coming? You need to drop some motherfucking videos.
Yeah, so I have a videographer out in Odessa who he and I have been working a lot on our ideas for this album, and hopefully in the next week or two, he and I are going to collaborate for like 2 or 3 weeks straight shooting videos. Like that's another thing is like I want to tell people like I have a checklist. It's called a pre-album release checklist. You know, and with that, it's like if you really want to make the most out of your album, business-wise, financially-wise, fuck with my checklist because it's gonna help you do that. And one of them is videos. You know what I'm saying? Promotion, and you gotta get with people. You gotta call them. I always tell people, call me on my phone. Don't just text me. Don't just send me a message. Call me on my phone. Let's have a conversation. Let's get on the same page. Let's make it make sense for you. Let's make it make sense for me, and let's do something. You know what I'm saying? So with my videographer, and again, it's up in limbo. It may or may not happen, but we're on the same page as of right now. If that doesn't go through, my girlfriend got an iPhone 11 Pro Max, and the whole reason we bought that was to say, hey, if we have to end up shooting videos for ourselves, we're gonna shoot them on this bitch. They're 4K, 60 frames a second, or whatever the fuck, high quality video. But yeah, man, there's nothing that's gonna stop me. I'm gonna make some videos. I already shot one for the song called No More, produced by MDK, A Million Dollar Kid. And that song, we shot one already, but we might reshoot it. A couple people that I showed it to were like, yo, we could do this and do that. They wanna help. And again, that's the best thing about networking. And if you're a real person, a real nigga, people gonna help you out. People gonna see what you're striving for. But you got to be 100% transparent. You can't be on some fuck shit. I'm trying to take advantage of somebody, because people read right through that shit, bro.
For real. Babe, shit, I got 200 people that pay me for fucking promotions and shit. So that's exact proof on that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, if I had a bad business, I wouldn't keep getting clients.
Right. Exactly. The proof is in the pudding, man. That's why I always tell people, like, the proof is in the pudding, bro. Go look for yourself. I can't give it all to you. You know what I'm saying? If you feel some type of way, go find out why you feel that type of way. And if it's somebody else, don't listen. Go see it with your own eyes. Go hear it with your own ears. But yeah, we definitely got videos going. There's 11 songs on this album. My goal is to shoot all 11 videos. If I don't, at least probably 5. At least.
Shit. It don't gotta be all crazy. Like, what I'm about to do, because I'm going to school for all this shit, on Amazon, they got so much different packs you can buy from, like, $20. Actually, even cheaper, but I think the $20 packs and up are better, just because, you know, you got to spend a little money. Yeah. But for a green screen, you get the green screens, man. I've been playing green screens so much, I can make so much dope shit on animated covers and shit. Mm-hmm. So the same concept is with you. You do that same shit, and bam, you know what I'm saying? You're on a green screen. You can do some dope ass shit. You could sit on a box that's on a green screen, take a picture of it, and make it look like you're sitting on any car or any fucking thing without having to edit your shit or do anything. It's just right there for you.
Yeah.
And it's just so much simpler than taking pictures and going and doing all the edits and paying other people to do that shit. Nah, man, I'm trying to cut out all the middlemen. I want to be the one doing all the work. I want to make you a commercial. I'm going to do all the graphics, the beats, the music, the mixing, the mastering, all that. Because, man, it takes me 2 minutes to master a song.
Yeah.
Maybe longer if you fucked up.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that
to actually mixing, get the mixing, quality right.
Mixing could take some hours. Mastering takes a couple minutes, you know, if you know how to do it. If you're already good
exactly.
at mastering, you already have your own template for mastering, that can happen quick, fast, and in a hurry. The mixing, if you're gonna allocate us to mix for you, it could take a couple of days, just because we're gonna give you quality ass shit. We're gonna go through there like it's ours, you know what I'm saying? And the reason why I say that is, like, you know, it just really comes down to what the artist wants, like, you know, and what they're willing to pay for. That's at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. Like, just like I was saying, you gotta remember, you own almost 100%, if not 50%, if the producer takes 50. A lot of producers don't, and that's baffling to me. But you own at least 50% equity in your song. So, hold up. So, at that point, you own 50% of a song. You can give that away as payment. You know what I'm saying? It's like if I owned my house. I own 100% of my house, but I'm about to rent it out, but I can't rent it out because my foundation's fucked up, so I need to get the foundation fixed. So I'll tell somebody, hey, come fix the foundation, and I'll give you 20% of my house, meaning I'll rent this bitch out for $100 and you get, or for $1,000 and you get $200 a month because you own 20% of it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I would rather fix the fucking foundation for free and take $200 a month for the rest of my life than I would if I charged you $2,000 up front for the fixing of the foundation. Now, either way, you can do it. It's fine. But with the song, like, you can give 20% away. So if you were offering me, hey, if you got a single, I'll mix and master it, and I'll promote it for 20%. Don't come out of pocket, no cash. That means you don't even have to have money. Just chill on that. You know, be okay right now. And just let me take my fucking 20% every time they pay me out. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm going to do that every time if it makes sense. And then when I got some money in my bank account, I don't have to give away 20%. I'm going to go ahead and pay you your $200 right up front. So that way now I make that other 20% every 3 months. You know what I'm saying? And it's people got to understand how to utilize that, just like cards in a card game or dominoes in a dominoes game. Like, or chess on the chess game. You got to learn how to use everything, bro. It's value.
That's why I'm glad I fucking did what I did, because, man, if I never got platformed and started doing what I'm doing, if I started now, if I started right now, man, I'd be sad because I wouldn't have shit.
I feel like I should have been on your tip, like, a long time ago. I should have been doing what you're doing. But again, like, this is my thing, is something I've learned over the last, even, shit, over the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've learned, like, how to just trust the people in my circle. Like, I don't have to be in charge of everything that's going on, but I do need to have people I trust to be in charge of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So I got people who I trust who are in charge of marketing. I got people who I trust who are involved with producing, people who I trust who are involved with, you know, mixing and mastering, people who I trust who are involved with recording, you know, everything. It's like allocating all these small things to people who I trust and who understand and believe in the end result. That's the best thing to do. And sometimes, as an artist, you have to test the people in your life to see who you're gonna put where. And it might not be your best friend. Your best friend or your significant other might not be the one, and that's okay. You can't put that weight on their shoulders if they're not. You gotta look for the person who is capable of being put in that position, you know?
Yeah, because me personally, just like you just said, you know, I always used to try to help out the close homies, you know, a female or something, somebody close, a friend, or like family or some shit. And they're, you know, you can't always bring them to the workplace.
Yeah.
You know, unless they are the right ones. But a lot of them, you're just trying to help out. You're only as strong as your weakest link.
Yeah.
So you got to build from that too. So you find people stronger than you, it makes you build harder. And that's what I did. And that's why I'm still pushing, because them motherfuckers are still, man, one of them got almost 4 million streams on Spotify just for some beats in 2 years. Shit, that's inspiration right there.
Yeah.
So people are like, Spotify don't matter. Spotify matters, because Spotify is the only platform that pays.
Yeah.
Apple, Tidal, they pay more, but they take longer to pay. Spotify pays monthly. So there's a difference. So work with what you got and what you know, make life simple, because it's only technology is only changing. So it makes it easier on us.
Yeah. And that's the thing too. Like, things change all the time. So you gotta be, I think what I really want to just say, okay, I gotta go. Cause I gotta call another business partner about some other shit. If y'all are in the market for DirecTV or AT&T products, give me a call or DM me or anything like that. I got you. I just got the okay today that we will be doing those services at least by the 15th, May 15th. So by May 15th, we'll be able to sell services and install them again. But so I got some calls to make on that. But one thing I just want to leave y'all with and leave you and the people with is just, you know, if you really want to make it in the music industry and make it, I'm going to put make it, the words make it in quotation marks. That's up to you what that defines as. So you define that how you want. If that means you can record music as often as you want and not have to come out of your pocket a dime because you set it up to where you can release music and keep doing it as a hobby, there's a lane for that. If you want to fucking be a superstar, you want to be a Drake, you want to be a fucking young boy NBA, a Kevin Gates or a Mozzie or whatever the fuck, there's a lane for that too. It all costs a different price. It all costs a different amount of commitment and work, but there's definitely a lane for all of that. You can do it. I've done it. Tizzle's done it. We can help you do it. We're open to help you do it. We're extending our hands to help you do it. And don't fucking be afraid. Like, the thing is this. Again, you own 100% of your equity on your products. So when you call me or you call Tizzle or you call anybody about those things, call us with that confidence that I have 100% of my product and I got something I can offer you with that. So you can offer us 10%, 1%, 50%, 80%, 99%, whatever the outcome that you want, you can make it happen. We're here to help you. You know what I'm saying?
100.
Disappear, man. Coming May 22nd. For sure the 28th, if it's not the 22nd. We're trying to get some videos done before then. It's got 11 songs. I've got 2 Code, who's a hard-ass artist out of Lubbock. I've got J9. Y'all all know J9. I'll say that whatever your opinion is, you know who he is. He's on the motherfucking tape. I've got Nancy Glitterati. She goes hard with everything she does with me. I got Zen Griffey. I'm sorry. Every single time he's on a project, people think he's like some major artist. Now we broke super bread to have him on a track, and he's been on multiple of our tracks, me and my people's tracks.
Okay.
Dope ass artist from here in Lubbock. You'll hear him on the Gotta Count song, TikTok song. Y'all make a TikTok dance to that bitch and let's post it. Let's make that viral. Who else got that picture on the
TV? Making a TikTok beat.
Bro, that song says TikTok, don't stop. Hustlers don't stop. And don't stop, baby. I mean, come on. It's all about the TikTok. I mean, definitely gotta play everything that's in front of you if you're trying to make it. So yeah, y'all keep a lookout for the fucking Disappear album sometime this month in May, the 22nd or the 28th. Just keep your eyes open. I mean, you're going to hear it. And then, Tizzle, man, you need to have more of these conversations. But we just talking, man. I like this shit.
Hey, that's all I do, man. That's all I do is make these little podcasts like this. I used to have a bunch of them, and I started redoing them and shit. And I'm trying to get more people featured like this because, man, it's fun. Just sit back and fucking just do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Just don't play music. Just DM anybody you fucking want. Hey. You know, especially after you post this, they're going to hear it. You might even want to edit this part out, but they might hear it and say, oh, well, Ezra Miller's on there. Let me be on there. They might not ever say that out loud, but they're thinking that. So, hey, after you post it, hit up everybody that you know. Hey, let's just talk on Anchor and let's just have a conversation. I'm going to post it. We'll promote whatever the fuck you want to promote while we're on there. Bro, you'll get the people. They'll do it.
Man, mix it all and shit. It gets put on Spotify, Apple, all those places, man. A bunch of places. And it's free.
And it's
you can't beat that. I ain't paying shit for this podcast. And they pay me.
Bro, I ain't paying shit for nothing. Like if I can't make a dollar out of you I'm gonna spend the less amount of money as I can. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people think that way. And that's why we charge so cheaply at the studio. It's like we know what you're trying to do, but at the same time, we're not just going to give you cheap prices. We're going to give you a lot of fucking help, promotion. We're going to help you put all your shit on to where you can – on PROs, where you can get your fucking royalties. We're going to put your shit on everything that's possible to give you a little taste of what it is to fucking work with us, you know?
Yeah.
But shit, I got to get going. I got to call this guy back before 10. It's 5 till then. So let me do that and – shit, just give me a call whenever, man. We can chop it up again.
All ready for show. You already know. And thanks for being on the show. You know what to do.
For sure, man. Keep going, Tizzle. I'm with you.
100, shit. I'll hit you up.
All right, peace.